Hello, I'm Sean Gilligan, and welcome to a podcast about podcasting. And in this week's episode, we're going to discuss school podcasting and oracy for speaking and listening skills in schools. We are in an election year when it comes to the UK, and Keir Starmer, the leader of the Labour Party, has stated that if Labour gets into power, oracy will be as important as numeracy and literacy within the curriculum. Beyond education policy, it's blatantly obvious that career enhancement, social mobility comes down to the ability to speak and listen and effectively communicate, especially in things such as job interviews. There's also the idea in oracy that you should speak it before you write it. So when it comes to children thinking about their ideas, their creativity, speaking it out loud like Socrates is a good method for getting ideas down. And some kids don't like writing. When we talk about children with learning difficulties and special educational needs, non-traditional learning methods such as podcasting can be used to enhance the educational learning experience. So one thing that teachers will be thinking about when it comes to school podcasting is, oh no, not more work. This is not good for teacher workload. And this is where tools like SoundBranch can be used to make podcasting accessible, but also easy to use. When it comes to getting started with school podcasting, you've got to think about what is the starting point. And I think student voice is a good area. And giving a class or a group a project to start curating a podcast. The project or the idea for the content could be piggybacking on something that already exists or starting something completely new. Either way, it's about getting the student voice shared with a wider community. In order to get started practically, you'll need Chromebooks or iPads within your classroom, which will have microphones. Chromebooks can use the SoundBranch web app, and iPads can use the iOS SoundBranch app for recording purposes. To create your very own school podcast site, you go to soundbranch.ch and create a free podcast site by clicking the blue button. You can then add your school logo and school colours and set the duration of voice notes on the site. The way that SoundBranch works is you record voice notes onto a timeline or a playlist. And once you're happy with those voice notes, they are joined together to create a podcast episode. By recording short voice notes, it means that speakers, listeners can be more confident. They've got more time. They're not recording live. It's recorded asynchronously. So it's easier to manage and curate. As students and teachers start recording voice notes, don't worry if you get it wrong. You can simply delete the voice note and start again. And this is how the editing process works. It's on the go, on the fly, not at the end of the overall recording. Once you're happy with the playlist and you've recorded all your voice notes, which would include an introduction, questions and answers, and then an ending to the podcast, you can actually finish your playlist and associate this with a podcast episode. In order to create a podcast using the web app for SoundBranch, you simply click on your podcast, then create podcast episode. You then give your podcast a title and description and select the appropriate playlist from the drop-down menu. And that's it. You've created your first podcast episode. If you've already set up your podcast with syndication, RSS syndication, through to Spotify and Apple, it will instantly publish to those platforms. If you don't want to go public with your podcast and keep it private, you don't have to set up your podcast with RSS to Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can simply leave it private on the SoundBranch platform for internal use only. Lots of schools are doing oracy speaking and listening skills, but what schools aren't traditionally doing is recording the audio and capturing that. And of course, the value of the audio is like a fine wine. It grows with time. Podcasting is here to stay. It is true that there's 10 million podcasts and about 2.4 billion websites. So there's plenty of growth to be had. And what better place to start than with the grassroots, with students, with children sharing their voice. Podcasting can open access when it comes to parental engagement. Not all parents speak and read English very well. And especially where English is a second language, podcasting can break through and reach difficult to reach parents. And when we look at the shelf life of content, podcasts and audio last longer than videos, videos quickly go out of date. So the ability for students to play back their voices in 10, 20, 30 years, that's just a wonderful thing. Thank you for listening to a podcast about podcasting. I've been Sean Gilligan. We've been talking about school podcasting and oracy in education. I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you have, do share on social media and subscribe. And until next time, thanks for listening and bye for now.